The famous little blue check mark, the verification badge provided by Meta Verified, is it worth it? That's exactly the question that I'm going to try to answer today, sharing with you my thoughts and opinion now that we have had Meta Verified for about the last year. Before we dive into whether or not it's worth it, I do think it's important to make sure that we're all on the same page about what is Meta Verified, what is offered, what is promised, what is guaranteed, and some of the myths that are floating around about Meta Verified. Meta Verified is a program that's available on both Facebook and Instagram where you can pay a monthly fee in order to get the little blue check mark next to your profile. It's been available for about a year now, and before that, the only way that you could get the blue check mark on Instagram was if you were a notable public figure and then either Instagram found you on their own and decided to give you the blue check mark, or you could apply, you could provide them with some links to maybe news articles that you've been mentioned in, and then if Instagram deemed you noteworthy enough, you would get the blue check mark. In the US, it's $15 per month on Instagram to get verified and $12 per month on Facebook to get verified. And with verification, there's more than just the blue check mark. They also give increased account security measures, which basically means that they are proactively trying to prevent your account from being hacked. You also get access to exclusive features on Instagram stories and reels. Although they haven't really told us what those are yet, there are occasional little features that you do get as a part of Meta Verified. And if you're a part of Meta Verified on Facebook, you get what's called 100 stars per month. And these are kind of like gifts or tips that you can give out to other creators to show your support for them. You also get impersonation protection, which means that Instagram is looking for accounts that are copying yours. And just the fact that you have the blue check mark is a very easy way for a potential follower or customer to see that you are the real you, and all the other accounts that don't have the blue check mark but that have your name or profile picture, they're not real. And then the final thing that's promised as a part of Meta Verified is direct account support, where essentially you have the option to chat with a real human being who works at Meta to ask them questions, get technical support. Now, when Meta Verified was initially announced and it was originally tested in Australia and New Zealand, they also promised you would get increased reach or preferential treatment from the algorithms for being a part of Meta Verified. They were very quick to take that back and to remove that perk as one of the benefits of being a part of Meta Verified. They got a lot of pushback for it, a lot of hate, and I think it was just hard for them to distinguish or prioritize certain accounts just because they had Meta Verified, and how do they balance that out with advertisements and other recommendations in the feed. I think that for a wide variety of reasons, that wasn't a great idea. It kind of fed into this pay-to-play narrative, and I think it was wise that Instagram got rid of it. Now, before we get into my actual thoughts and feedback on the program, I do want to say that I was verified prior to Meta Verified. I did apply for Meta Verified once it rolled out because I wanted these additional features. I wanted the ability to chat with someone who worked at Meta, but because I was verified from my past life as a college football player, I was actually unable to get Meta Verified, which is, I think, a whole nother problem and a whole nother conversation that we could have, but one that we're not necessarily going to dive into today. Instead, I really thought it would be useful to talk about what I've been hearing from people in the direct messages, what I've been seeing in other people's posts and comments section, what I've been reading in blogs and forums online regarding Meta Verified, and just share my general thoughts around it and whether or not I think it's worth it for you to invest in. First and foremost, the biggest myth or misconception that was being spread once Meta Verified was rolled out was that if you weren't a part of Meta Verified, you were going to be getting less views. And I totally see where that comes from. That comes from the initial announcement that said that if you were a part of Meta Verified, you would get more views. And so while that was true for about a week or so, when Instagram removed that, suddenly the opposite started to be spread, the opposite of that myth. The myth that was now being spread and that you might even have heard of yourself is that people who are Meta Verified are getting less views on Instagram. And from every study we've done, from studying accounts' individual engagement and views prior to Meta Verified and after joining Meta Verified, there's no difference. There is no correlation between the blue check mark on Instagram and having less or more views because of it. And you're like, Brock, you're wrong. I'm the exception. I joined Meta Verified and my views went in the tank. And it's possible. It's absolutely possible that you are the exception. It's absolutely possible that you are part of the minority who did notice a drop in views immediately after joining Meta Verified. But what I think was more than likely happening is that Reels views in 2023 were down by 76%. That's a statistic that I've noted many times, and it comes from a study from Metricool that looked at over 300,000 Instagram accounts accounts, and they found that, yeah, across the board, on average, Reels views decreased by 76% last year. And that's regardless of whether or not you were a part of Meta Verified. So more than likely, what I think was going on was that people were joining Meta Verified, and their views were going down, and so they blamed Meta Verified. They looked to Meta Verified to be their scapegoat or the reason, the thing to blame for their drop in views, when in reality, everyone's views were dropping, and it wasn't just the people who got the blue check mark. When Meta Verified first came out, I was a big proponent of it. I was a fan of it. And while a lot of people were mad because you were now paying for things or paying for services on Instagram, which I totally understand, I think in an ideal world, customer service and account support and protection against impersonation should be free and available for everyone. I wish that was true, but I also think that Meta Verified is worth it. That's what I said originally, and that's what I'm sticking with now. A year later, we have seen little to no negative repercussions for people who are signing up for Meta Verified. There have been some glitches. There have been some things that have happened over the last year. Most of that seems to be fixed now, and it really seems like there are only neutral or positive outcomes from joining Meta Verified. One of the biggest questions that I know I had when Meta Verified first came out was, would this dilute the perceived value of the blue checkmark? In the past, being verified on Instagram or Twitter or any other social media had some sort of clout or credibility to it. It kind of made you look like you were a professional, you were someone who was famous, you were someone who was well established in their field. And I know that I definitely benefited from having that blue check mark. Most people didn't realize that my blue check mark came from being a college football player. They just assumed it came because I knew how to do Instagram really well. And I do think that it helped me grow my following slightly back in 2021. It was definitely one of the factors that helped me grow. And so when Meta Verified first came out and suddenly anyone could get the blue check mark for just paying $15 a month, I assumed that that would dilute its value or its perceived credibility. And while it definitely has done so a little bit, it no longer means that you're a celebrity or you're a famous noteworthy person. I think it actually has kind of created a divide or a distinction between the people who are taking Instagram seriously and the people who aren't taking Instagram as seriously. I know that to this day, when I receive a comment or a direct message from someone with a blue check mark, I'm significantly more likely to tap on their profile and check out their account just to see, is this someone who is famous? Is someone who's noteworthy and has hundreds of thousands of followers and they just messaged me? Or is this person maybe who just bought the blue verified check mark? But either way, I'm clicking on their profile. Either way, I'm curious. And regardless, even if I tap on their profile and they have 200 followers, I now know this person is taking Instagram seriously. This is not just a little hobby or something they're doing on the side. This is something that they're trying to turn into a business or a brand that they're trying to grow, a following or a community that they're trying to build. And that's evidence to me because they're quite literally willing to make a financial investment into this Instagram account. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. I'd be super curious if you have that same feeling when you look at people's profiles or when you get a new comment or a message or a new follower and they have that blue check mark. Are you more likely to tap on their profile? Do you kind of have that same thought that I do that, hey, this is someone who's taking Instagram seriously? If nothing else, that blue check mark definitely tells me that this person is not spam or a robot. This is someone who is paying to use Instagram and to use Instagram to its full potential. Additionally, the benefits of having increased account protection, account security, impersonation protection, and monitoring, and some of the exclusive features that Instagram has given us with Meta Verified, I think those are awesome. And I think those are great perks. I think those are things that we, again, I wish we all had, but I do think they're very valuable. They're worth it. And for $15 a month, I'm willing to make that investment in order to get those features. Best of all, I think arguably the most important feature or the most used feature of Meta Verified is that chat with the actual Meta employee. And that's my biggest reason for wishing I could be a part of Meta Verified and wishing I was an old school verified, because I would love the ability to chat with a real human being at Meta. I have anecdotally heard a lot of stories of people who have gotten great help and great support from the person they've chatted with. And I've also heard some stories of people who said that the chat wasn't that helpful, or they didn't really get their questions answered. But either way, just the fact that you can actually speak with a real human being who works at Meta, that's a huge step up from how most of us go about our days. Most people who message me with some sort of last ditch effort, their account is getting hacked, they got flagged or taken down, or they're just having some massive problem with Instagram, I end up having to tell them that there's no real way to get in contact with Instagram. Having the email address or the phone number of an employee at Instagram is kind of like the holy grail. It's really tough to do. I've been fortunate to work with quite a few people who work at Meta, and I've been really fortunate to get to collaborate with them. And so I have some contacts myself, but even those, I don't give out to the public. I hold those very close to my chest because I get about a dozen messages a day asking for those contacts, and if I gave them all out, I wouldn't be able to message those people in the future. But if I didn't have those contacts, I would have no way, like most people, of contacting Instagram or Facebook support and getting answers to my questions or getting customer service. But with Meta Verified, I can now do so. And maybe this will help you. This is at least how I think of Meta Verified. I think of that $15 fee as paying the person who is my customer service representative or who is my human being who works at Meta. I think of the fee as what is paying for their salary, essentially. So that's kind of what would make me feel better about investing in Meta Verified. And speaking of the word investing, this is not investment advice. This is not tax strategy advice. I'm not a licensed CPA. I'm not a licensed investment portfolio manager, anything like that. But personally, if I was a part of Meta Verified, I would use it as a tax write-off because it is a business expense, or at least I would consider it a business expense. I would use it as a tax write-off, and I see it as such. I don't see it as $15 that I am wasting every month. I see it as $15 that I'm investing into protecting my business on Instagram and being able to get account support or feedback from someone who works at Meta for a relatively low fee, in my opinion. I mean, the cost of two cups of coffee for all of the things that we've listed is, in my opinion, worth it. And the great thing is Meta Verified is a month-to-month program. So if you ever want to stop doing Meta Verified, if you don't think you're using the customer service enough, if you just don't feel like it's worth it for you, if you join Meta Verified and your views get cut by like 300% and you're like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. It's crushing my views, even though Brock said it's not going to, and there's no correlation. It is crushing my views, so I'm canceling Meta Verified. You can do so. You can cancel it at any time. And once your 30 days ends, your blue check will go away and you will no longer be paying that monthly fee. So in my opinion, it's at least worth a test. If you do want to test out Meta Verified, they are consistently expanding into new countries and new territories, but all you have to do is visit meta.com/verified. That's meta.com/verified. And no, this is not sponsored in any way. I wish Meta would pay me to say this, but this is honestly just my true and honest feedback, my opinion on Meta Verified and whether or not I think it's worth it. I would love to hear from you though. What are your thoughts on Meta Verified? If you're someone who hasn't joined already, let me know if you think you're going to join in the future. If you're someone who has already joined and you have the blue check mark on Instagram, I'd love to hear your overall thoughts and feedback on the program. Do you think it's worth it? Have you ever reached out to your Meta customer service representative before? And is it something that you're going to continue using in the future? Thank you so much. And as always, happy networking. We'll be right back.